hailing from Cincinnati, Ohio. It's the Bears here on the Viva La Mock radio program. Featuring Adrian Blue, actually, was in that band. Before they were known as the Bears, they were known as the Raisins. They did the same song, that same song. And what I love is WRCT has that album in our vinyl collection as well as the one I just played. I decided to play the Bears version of said song. Before the Bears, how about the Armoise doing We Absolutely Mean It from their Octoberland album, which came out late last year. Belly, Tanya Donnelly and company with Geppetto, also played some Blondie. Blondie with their hit Maria. Now, would you believe it was, let me do the math, 26 years ago. Like on this day, 26 years ago, that song was number one in the UK. Don't think it ever topped the charts here in the United States, but in the UK it was number one 26 years ago. Back in 1999, if you can't do the full math on it, their sixth number one hit in the UK. New Zealand's own Split Ends start off the entire set with Icy Red. Pulled that off of Frenzy. Getting us to where we are now, it is a Frenzy called the Viva La Mock radio program. Always appreciate when you take a moment to tune in. Hang out for like a minute, 2 minutes. Decide if you like it. Test the waters. Chill out for a song or two. Sometimes you stick around. Sometimes you come back. We've got a mock coming up pretty soon. Got another set of music I want to get into before we get into this thing I call the mock. But before I get into either of those, I want to remind you that Animal Friends What about Animal Friends, Moxer? Oh, where'd you go? Animal Friends knows that older pets are not disposable. Pets offer us joy throughout our lives and theirs. And so Animal Friends created an adoption program specifically designed to highlight and celebrate the homeless, the unhoused adult pets. It's called the Red Collar Society. Now, Red Collar adopters earn special perks and privileges. Now, enrich your own life with a Red Collar pet today. Visit thinkingoutsidethecage.org. I always think if you have room in your heart to add an animal and you don't have a child in the house, why would you go with a kitten or a puppy? A, they're going to rip everything up to begin with. And B, these older pets, they do need love too. That's a public service announcement from me, the Moxer. If you got a suggestion for a song, you are more than welcome to drop me an email at wrctrequest@gmail.com. You can always call me, 412-268-WRCT, 412-268-9728. Third single from the brand new album from Librarians with Hickeys. Yeah, that's the name of the band. They're based out of Akron, Ohio. This is No More Goodbyes.
No more. my stopping thoughts. Self-doubt and selfism were the cheapest things I ever bought. And you sent love to win the bag of love. And you sent love to win the bag of love. When taking it back to door, breaking the back of love. When taking it back to door,
the day that Margaret Thatcher died.
From New Orleans, or Nolens, if you say it right or close to right, dash Rip Rock from their Wrongheaded album with Awesome. Before that, Pete Wiley and the Mighty Wah giving us The Day That Margaret Thatcher Dies, a party song. Echo and the Bunnymen went back to 1983's Porcupine album for a deep cut. Back of Love, the name of that track. Librarians from a brand new release of theirs called How to Make Friends by Telephone. Librarians with Hickeys, not just Librarians, because Librarians actually are a really good band too. And maybe on a future show. I don't know if I have time on this program to play some Librarians, but if I do, I will. But that was Librarians with Hickeys, that Akron, Ohio's own Librarians with Hickeys, with a No More Goodbye starting off that entire set. Gets us to where we are now here on 88.3 FM, WRCT Pittsburgh. Time that I'm going to get into a little thing called The Mock. Before I get into The Mock, I do want to remind you that WRCT is supported by Attic Records. Located in Millville, Attic Records is family-owned and operated. They're open 7 days a week, and guess what? They sell new and used records and CDs. 513, that's it. 513 Grant Avenue in Millville is more specifically where they're located. For more information, they have a website, atticrecordstoreinc.com. They have a phone number, 412-821-8484. Hey, you know, and don't forget, if you're ever interested or you work for a company or you own a company and you're like, hey, I'd like to support WRCT or I'd like to support the Viva La Mock Show. Yeah, what about that? Email pr@wrct.org to find out more information about promotional exchanges and other partnership opportunities with this great radio station. But as I mentioned, we are getting into a thing called the mock. If you heard earlier, I teased it to tell you that we are mocking Matt Monroe. He passed away 40 years ago on this day. At the age of 54, again, he was known as the man with the golden voice. In fact, it was Frank Sinatra said after Monroe died, if he had to choose three of the finest male vocalists in the singing business, Matt Monroe would be one of them. Anyway, so I have found five Matt Monroe covers that I found to be worthy of the Viva La Mock radio program to make this a fun-filled, loving tribute to Matt Monroe. And maybe introduce you to some of his songs. Starting off from a 1984 album called Love Is on the Radio. Another crooner in his own right. Welsh-born Tom Jones. With My Kind of Girl, it's a Matt Monroe mock.
She walks like an angel walks, and she talks like an angel talks, and her hair has a kind of curve. Up to my mind, she's my kind of girl. She's wise like an angel's wise. Oh, with eyes like an angel's eyes. She's my kind of girl. Pretty little face, but that face just knocks me off of my feet. Oh, pretty little feet, but she's really sweet enough to eat. She looks like an angel looks. And my mind's in a kind of world. Ah, oh, to my mind, she's my kind of that face just knocks me off of my feet. Ooh, pretty little feet. She's really sweet enough to eat. Ooh, she looks like an angel looks. She even cooks like an angel cooks. Kind of world. Oh, to my mind, she's my kind of girl. Yeah. Oh, to my mind, she's my kind of girl.
Gonna build a mountain. A little hill, gonna build a mountain. I know I will. Gonna build a mountain, gonna build it high. I don't know how I'm gonna do it, only know I'm gonna try. Gonna build a mountain,
gonna build a mountain. I've seen places, faces, and smiled for a moment. But oh, you haunted me so. Still my tongue-tied young pride would not let my love for you show. In case you'd say no to Russia, I flew, but there and then I suddenly knew you'd care again. My running around is through. I fly to you from Russia.
Trash Can Sinatra is actually wrapping up the mock with their version of Born Free. That was a Matt Monro mock. As I mentioned, he passed away 40 years ago on this day. He was actually awaiting. He was a heavy smoker and drinker for many, many decades, and he had developed liver cancer. He was actually waiting for a liver transplant right around the holidays, and they said it would just be way too risky, and he succumbed about 5 weeks later, back in 1985, at the age of 54. So the songs you heard in that set of music included, as I mentioned, the Trash Can Sinatras doing their version of Born Free, the Rubinoos, those power pop masters from their Crimes Against Music, as a bonus track, doing From Russia with Love, the Tokens had a small hit with their version of Portrait of My Love. I played that. Also played Dusty Springfield doing Gonna Build Me a Mountain from a live BBC TV program from 1966. And Tom Jones started off the entire set from his 1984 album Love Is on the Radio with My Kind of Girl. That, my friends, was a Matt Monroe mock here on the Viva La Mock radio program. Before we get back into more music, I want to remind you that kids and parents and adults, they witness bullying every single day. And I don't care if you're a kid or adult, you do want to help, don't you? But sometimes you just don't know how. Now, there are safe and simple ways that you or your child can help stop bullying. First, teach your kid the 5 bystander tips and teach yourself this. Like, if you know it, then that's a good thing, too. Number one, tell a trusted adult, like a family member, a teacher, a coach, about the bully. Number two, help the person being bullied get away from the situation. Number three, be a friend to that person who is being bullied. 4, set a good example and don't bully others. Number 5, this is number 5, don't give bullying an audience. Now, if you're an adult and you're being bullied, here's what I tell you. Turn off the TV. Visit stopbullying.gov to learn more safe and simple ways that you and your kids can be more safe and a better bystander. This message brought to you by Viva La Mock and your good friends here at WRCT. I mentioned throughout the program that, it was earlier this week that we commemorated the anniversary of the death of Buddy Holly, Richie Valens, and the Big Bopper. And with that, I played a Buddy Holly cover. I played a Richie Valens cover. So guess what? Time for me to play a Big Bopper cover. And some of you are going to be a little surprised because you're thinking, oh, he's going to play Chantilly Lace because that's all J.P. Richardson had as hits. No. He also wrote this one. George Jones had a big hit with it, but it's a Big Bopper song. It's White Lightning.
Living off of Carolina, way back in the hill. Me and my old pappy, and he had him a steal. He brewed white lightning till the sun went down, and then you'd fill him a jug and he'd pass it around. Mighty, mighty pleasing, pappy's corn squeezing.
White lightning.
Well, the G-men, T-men, revenuers too, searching for a place where he made his brew. They were looking, trying to book him, but my pappy kept on cooking.
White lightning.
And right away I knew, as my eyes bugged out and my face turned blue. Lightning started flashing, thunder started clashing.
White lightning.
Well, the G-men, T-men, revenueers too, searching for a place where he made his brew. They were looking, trying to book him, but my pappy kept on cooking.
White lightning.
Morning as he hit the ground. Mighty, mighty pleasing, your pappy's corn squeezing.
Whew, white lightning.
The G-men, T-men, revenueers too, searching for a place where he made his brew. They were looking, trying to book him, but my pappy kept on cooking.
White lightning.
My mood. Mexico. I need a turn up. I need somebody working. So when I go to see, I could go elsewhere, but he won't be there. He's the only man for me. He doesn't work on Fridays or Sundays. Those days I don't even get in my car. Located right off the interstate highway.
electricity turned off, the bills out late. What can you say? Enough's enough. And I'm tired of living late. Do you give up?
From Lexington, Kentucky, the Blueberries and Trees, wrapping up that set of music here on the Viva La Mock radio program. Before Blueberries, how about some Continental Drifters? Hailing from New Orleans. Kind of Drifters, that is. Song for you, Graham Parsons. In fact, I was listening to a lot of Graham Parsons this week, so that song, I was like, I gotta play something by them. Peter Halsapple of the DBs taking lead vocals as a Continental Drifter, as he was, along with Susan Cowsill and Vicki Peterson from the Bangles and lots of people. Tony Valentino, I played the Standells earlier in my set, but he's got a new single out called I Was Born in Louisiana, but never been to New Orleans. Figured that'd be a good song to segue between a band from New Orleans. Shams in that set of music from their 1991 Quilt album with Down at the Texaco. Song written by Pittsburgh's own Amy McMahon Rigby. She was in town. She doesn't live here anymore. She moved out like in 1976, but she was in town 4 or 5 months ago. Got a chance to check out the show, and then afterwards I bought her book. She has a little autobiography that she has written, and I just wrapped up reading it. So I finished reading it, and I was all inspired, so I wanted to play something from one of her projects. George Jones started off the entire set with White Lightning, a song written by J.P. Richardson, better known as the Big Bopper, who sadly passed on, I think it was February 3rd was the date back in 1959. Yeah, I should know the day the music died, shouldn't I? But I don't. That's why I have the internet. That's why you have me. Who in me? I be the Mockster. Yeah, it's a show called Viva La Mock. Appreciate it when you tune in on a Friday night. Hang out with me for a while. You know, every 8 minutes, a child passenger between the ages of 8 and 14 is injured in a car crash. That's every 8 minutes. So never give up until they buckle up. Yeah, just make sure that your kids are always buckled up or in the proper child safety seat. If you go to safercar.gov/kidsbuckleup, you can find more information. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration. Of course, your good friends here at WRCT. Still got about just over 20 minutes of this program left, so don't fret, waste, haste, cry, celebrate, I don't know. Don't do any of that. The last time I was on the air, I was talking about the fact that friends of the Viva La Mock radio program, known as the Drive-By Truckers, were coming to town, and they came to town, and I went to the show. And I don't know if you're at the show, but I said, if you're at the show, you can say hi. And John came up and said, Mockster, you actually did come to this show. I said, yeah, why wouldn't I? I like the Drive-By Truckers. And he was confused. He's like, I just didn't think you'd be a Truckers fan. And I said, you do listen to my show, don't you? He said, yes. And I said, well, then you would know. I'm a Truckers fan. I'm also a Fear Before Whiskey fan. What's that? Well, it's a fiddle tune, but it's also a great little folk radio show we have here on WRCT every Wednesday from 11 to 1. Mando Richard hosts. Tune in and find out what it's all about. But speaking of the Truckers, I'm going back to the album they were touring behind. It was the anniversary, the 25th anniversary of the Southern Rock Opera. It's Dead, Drunk, and Naked, Drive-By Truckers here on the Viva La Mock Radio Show.
When I was a young boy, sniffed a lot of glue. Mom sent me to rehab, told me what to do. I didn't have much money, the Lord picked up the tab. Made me write a love song sitting in my room. Now I just drink whiskey, drive around my friends, get a haircut, get a job.
They say